not
Blog Talk Radio.
Starting events. It's just that you don't remember the times when you dialed the correct number.
Sorry.
And I'll leave it at that.
No, I think you're right on with that. Although I will tell you, you know, as a best-selling author, as that person, whenever you sit down to write a book or perhaps to reflect, that's when you kind of reflect on exactly what you just said, some of the times, you know, where you dial the right number. You know, gain without pain. This, to me, somebody that I grew up as an athlete. You know, I spent a lot of years in the gym with crazy bodybuilder type guys to play a sport that it's a little white ball that weighs close to nothing. And man, how many times have people said to me, and have you said to each other, yeah, there's no such thing as you got to put the pain in. You got to get the pain. You got to have the pain. And I got to tell you, I'm looking at my life right now, and I'm saying I'm done with pain. Like, pain? Like, what that? I just like, okay, I need to know a different way. And yet, here we are talking about this, gain without pain. How many people believe that's a reality? What's your experience?
I think there are a few different ways to consider that question. One is that pain is a part of life.
Yeah.
So life is about joy, and it's also about pain and suffering. Excuse me. So the pain is inevitable. The question really is, what do we do with the pain? And I have a formula in the book, which is that suffering equals pain times resistance. And in this context, acceptance is the opposite of resistance. So when we fail to accept the pain that is integral to our being, we magnify our suffering. So, you know, the book title is a little bit catchy, perhaps. It's not to transmit the message that there's no pain in life. Quite the contrary. It's really all about what we do with the pain. And through our intention, we can open our hearts to it and accept it. And I just want to share with you that the other day I was listening to, this may have been an interview between Terry Gross and Aretha Franklin, I'm not sure, but it had to do with the magic of blues and blues music, which is near and dear to me. I grew up in Chicago. I went to medical school a block away from a new blues bar that opened up, which is still there. And I used to go sit there in the evenings and read the newspaper, no cover charge, great music. And I still go back to Chicago every year so that I can go to that blues venue. Why is blues so moving and just so uplifting? And I think one of the reasons is that we, through listening to blues music and really connecting with it, we open our hearts to the pain and we accept it. So the music is all about the pain, and there we are sitting in a club with a bunch of other people and kind of moving our bodies, and we're opening our hearts to that pain and we're accepting it with a smile. And so pain can be accepted, and through acceptance of the pain that, again, is integral to our being, we diminish the suffering, and that is done through intention. It doesn't just happen. Our natural instinct is to try to repel the pain and to push it away and to submerge it. And so it's only through our intention that we can open our heart to it and therefore diminish our suffering.
You know, it's interesting you and I are talking about that. I grew up in the East Coast and in New York, and, you know, where would I spend, you know, Fridays would come and I would sneak off, right, and pop out, and there I'd go down to the Blue Note Cafe down in the Village, right? And, you know, at a certain young age, you can't get in, but I remember just bringing my own booze outside, just saying, And there I was, and I'd be outside, and the doors would inevitably be open. And it's an interesting question. What was my draw to that? You know, what was it that hit me so in every cell of my body, right, that music? And, the question that you raise, and believe me, that was intentional. I mean, do you know how many subways I had to take to get down there from the Bronx? Just saying. But it was intentional, you know, getting up and being drawn to that. And, you know, here we are today, and, you know, what you're talking about, Jane, with that pain, I love that you wrote a book about this, because look at the profession you're in, pediatric, right?
Yeah, and cardiac anesthesia and intensive care.
Right, right. I don't know, like, as a woman, I don't know that, like, old school, when you didn't get any kind of pain meds and you're giving birth to that baby, oh, my God. What comes close to that? Rotator cuff surgery. Yeah. But in the conversation, this is not a pathway to happiness, right? We're talking about a pathway to happiness. And, you know, what I love about talking with you about is that intentional living is available to all of us, right? How much does that cost? Is it just for, like, you know, the people that are on the mountain over there in Tibet? I actually met that dude, but is it just for him? And I think what you're bringing to the table for us today is this is an invitation, and this is what's available to us. And by the way, this can be life-changing. You know, can you just talk for a minute? I just love to know how somebody gets to be who they are. If you were to reflect on your life, and reflect on the wrong numbers, the right numbers, all the phone numbers, I'd love to know how intentional or how understanding the power of intention helped you navigate the waters of your life on the pathway to happiness.
Great question. I certainly didn't frame my intention as such. I simply was always sort of an intense person and was what you might call a seeker. I was very taken with our purpose and what is the truth. And I got into meditation. I got into psychedelics. Got into hanging out with guys at an ashram. And then, you know, I was in university, and I was very interested in the universe and cosmology, and I noticed the resemblance, sort of the fractal resemblance of the structure of the universe to that of the human body, the way that the nano comprises the micro, which comprises the macro, and how all the micro components, so-called components, I don't want to be too much of a materialist because that's not really the way I think, they comprise the whole. And so I noticed the difference, or rather the resemblance between the universe and the human body, how the subcellular contribute to form the cells that then form the tissues that form the organs that comprise the body, and then in fact how all the bodies, all of us humans, interact with each other to form something greater. And so I decided to go the path of medicine because it seemed more practical to me, and I was always a very pragmatic person compared to, say, pursuing astronomy as a living. Mm-hmm. So I went to medical school, and then I sort of moved in the direction of where the activity sort of appealed to me, and it wasn't really, I went into pediatrics initially because I really liked the people in pediatrics, because I don't have that much patience for big egos, and you won't find many of those in pediatrics.
Right.
The kids kind of bring it back to our center, so to speak. And so I did that, and then I fell in love with working in the intensive care unit. I realized I like it hot and heavy. I like having to make decisions on my feet. I like intervening and seeing a result immediately. And so At that time, pediatric anesthesiology and critical care were more closely linked for good reason. And so I ended up doing an anesthesia residency after my pediatric residency, then fellowships in critical care and pediatric anesthesia. And I haven't looked back. So my current avocations include critical care and anesthesiology for children, and also I have a laboratory where I do pharmacology research. So it's all been kind of a natural path. And in the meantime, I sort of had an epiphany 10 or 12 years ago, all this seeking I was doing and trying to find the truth. I realized that the thing I was really looking for was happiness. And I think that's really all that the 7 billion of us on the planet want. And I recognize that it was really within me, and that by sort of being on the outward going path, one might say the tantric path in a sense, maybe that wasn't the best way for me to proceed with my journey. In fact, more of an inward path, more of a sinking into the reality of my own happiness dawned on me. And I think there was a synergy between that stage and then meeting a spiritual teacher with whom I still sit, and he's become a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And he simply reinforced this idea that happiness is our true nature, that it's always there, that it's always, it's not only always accessible, it's just always there. And it may be veiled by the way, and this is my own way of looking at it, our own happiness may be veiled by the way that our minds work. And now we get back to intention, because our minds are sort of hardwired, I think, in two ways that interfere with our sinking into our hearts and our happiness. And they are that, one, we have a negativity bias. We tend to remember the negative and forget the positive. And I tell some stories about that in the book. And the other component of the way our minds are hardwired that interferes with our happiness, besides the negativity bias, is the obsession with the past and the future. And we sort of resist being in the present moment. And there are reasons that I can think of for that, although it doesn't really matter. We tend to dwell on the past and the future in ways that are maladaptive. So there are adaptive ways of being, having our thoughts directed to the past. We want to recognize our mistakes and learn from them. That's adaptive. We want to savor the wonderful memories we've had with loved ones. That's adaptive. But beyond that, when we obsess over our past, we tend to generate a lot of regret, remorse, shame, self-judgment, negative self-judgment. Here again is our negativity bias. So the two work together. And likewise with the future, it's great to plan for the future, to put bread on the table and look forward to wonderful times. But beyond that, our obsession with the future generates fear and anxiety. And this is the way our brains are hardwired. But the good news is we can change the way our brains work, our minds work. We have a wonderful property called neuroplasticity. That means that the pathways that generate our thoughts can be changed through intention. And, you know, we can talk more about that. But so that's how I got to where I am now. Maybe that was a long-winded way of saying it, but on the other hand, maybe that's about as concise as I can get.
No, and it's not long-winded. And, you know, this is a show that was built on, you know, for me, honoring people. I've interviewed people from the day that I started this show without any real skills. I mean, honestly, I don't come from this place of journalism. I don't even know what you call it. I really did dial a wrong phone number that turned out to be so right. But I also come from heartbreak, as you do. I also come from deep loss. I was reading your book, and I could just feel, Ken experienced it exactly the way you did, but I could feel this. My mom committed suicide when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
I understand this kind of pain, and yet when people ask me about it, I talk about what I learned in life that I don't know that I would have learned without that experience. And, you know, there's a darkness that I think some of us go down. You know, I don't want to speak for you, but there's a darkness that happens in our lives until something different happens. And, you know, that's why I love speaking with you, Greg, because, you know, I thought about this as I was getting ready and reading the book and, you know, just, and I thought, you know, to become a spokesperson for this kind of happiness, I asked myself and then found out, what challenge did Greg have to overcome? Because I know it's there. You know, I know it was there for me. Basically, my mom's suicide, drugs and alcohol. I buried three sisters for the same. My stepmom's heart exploded. And so, but here I am with the nickname of Pollyanna Patty. And, you know, and in service of having a conversation with you to help other people. And, you know, I want to talk about this because being the early on skeptic of intention, interviewing Wayne Dyer and other people, I've come to a very similar place. And I really would love the world to learn what we've learned. I would really love to be able to speak to the people listening to this show or watching this, or, you know, the, I don't even know how many are downloading this through the 50 plus other media outlets we have. Because truly in my heart, and I know in your heart, there's a message we want to give people when we come back from break. We're going to talk about that message. We're going to talk about, you know, what I call IH, or better known as I, the happiness intention. When we come back, more from Greg. I want to tell you about the book. I want to tell you how you can find out more about this. And as we go through this process, something he and I learned, maybe not in the same way, but without it, and when I teach a workshop and people have really struggled to do it, I have them hold up a stop sign, meaning your life and your happiness will stop here if you don't do this. What is it? What am I talking about? Is it gummy bears? I don't think so. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Although they do work. Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path for the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ognedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOgnedo.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Praying on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com. Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the conscious parenting community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark. Join us, Dr. Pat Basile, in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Yeah. Just so you know, for those of you out there, you were asking me, yes, I just want to say that right after this, Sue Storm will be joining you on the show today. It's so great to have all of you have Sue show up, the angel lady I referenced her before. But today, I want all of you to meet my very special guest, Dr. Greg Hammer. Dr. Hammer, do me a favor, before we kind of get rolling here, because there is so much to talk about, how do people find out more about you? How do they find out about your book? All of the above, so to speak.
They can go to my website, which is greghammermd.com, G-R-E-G-H-A-M-M-E-R-M-D.com, all lowercase. And there's a lot of media there. And there's a link to the book. The book is also on Amazon. So they just go to Amazon and put Gain Without Pain, Greg Hammer, in the search window. It'll come up.
Mm. Thank you very much. Look, in the first parts of the book, and we're going to talk about that thing that I referenced before the break, that thing that if you don't have it or you don't do it or you don't even fake doing it, you might as well hold the big stop sign up in front of your life. This is me speaking now. Or maybe you should just get the tattoo, like the big stop sign, like right on your forehead. And we're going to talk about what that thing is, because there's a backdrop for this. And the backdrop is the pain that you experienced. I talked about the suicide of my mom with you during the break, and then I also talked about the level of drug and alcohol addiction in my family. It is by no way short of a miracle that I'm even here speaking with you, but you too went through this. And the reason that I like to bring this up is because what you have put forward in this book is more than just a connotation or an invitation for people. It's really to say, look, this is what I went through. I'm a doctor. Look at the level of burnout that's happening in my profession. You know, look at the number of suicide rates, right? Look at what's happening here. And yet, you've come out the other side to write a book that is transformative for people. But you've gone through the pain yourself, haven't you?
Yes. Well, I think that when I decided to go into intensive care medicine and cardiac anesthesiology for children, I realized I was going to be dealing with death quite a lot, and so I better have a way to come to grips with that. Otherwise, I would be an unhappy person. And a lot of my colleagues say, well, you can't get too close to your patients because when they don't do well, it's too painful. And I don't feel that way. I believe that the challenge is to live your life in a way that pain and suffering and that are part of your life and not something that you try not to think about or try not to stay close to. Quite the opposite. I think the closer you get to it, the better off you are. And so the A in gain is acceptance, and the gain approach is also a meditation, which I describe in the book. So I start my day every day with getting up and doing my morning hygiene and then finding a comfortable place to sit and then doing what can be as little as a three-minute meditation. Mine is generally longer, but it can be done in 3 minutes. And it's a contemplation, really, of the elements of gain. And so it's a matter of getting in touch with the breath, appreciating the breath coming in through the nose and slowing it down, maybe in inhaling to a count of three and holding or pausing for a count of three and then letting the breath go effortlessly to a count of four. We're doing that for a few cycles until our adrenaline level is sinking and our heart rate is slowing. And then going through a contemplation of first gratitude. And I have much for which to be grateful. We can talk about gratitude later or some other time if you'd like. And then I get to acceptance. And the first thing in acceptance every morning for me is the death of my beautiful son at the age of 29. And, of course, you know, one cannot describe the pain associated with that. But again, if suffering is pain times resistance, we can control through our intention the resistance. And we can learn to lower the resistance to the point where the suffering is minimal. And again, we are best served by understanding that pain and suffering are part of our lives. It doesn't separate us from anybody else. It, if anything, connects us because it's something that we all experience. So for me, that A in gain being acceptance, first thing that comes to mind is my beautiful son. And I sort of breathe that in, go back to the breath, maybe go back and forth between awareness of the breath, and then noticing my chest opening and my heart opening in a physical way. I actually picture the opening of my heart and bringing the pain associated with my son's death closer and closer and closer until it's inside my heart, so it's merged with my heart, with myself. And there's no distance, no separation. And if I were to ask myself the question, can I live with this pain forever? The answer is yes. And by doing that exercise as part of my morning meditation, in a way, I'm celebrating that this is something that we all endure. And when you bring it close and when you lower your resistance to it, there's actually a certain beauty to it. And we can go back to the discussion of blues music and why people are so drawn to it. They're actually celebrating, in a way, the pain that we all experience. And, you know, I think through my own gain approach, I transitioned from just feeling a lot of suffering to actually feeling gratitude that I had 29 years with him.
Yeah.
And it was 29 years full of life and full of laughter and full of difficulty and all of the above, but I'm grateful for the time that we had. And so that's a demonstration of living with intention because, you know, of course, our natural response to something like that we all experience. We don't all have children that we lose, but we all have pain and suffering in our lives, and our natural reaction is to repel it, to try to distance ourselves from it. And that is resisting it, and that magnifies our suffering. And so the way to drop our resistance is through intention. We have to notice it. We have to put a target on it, in a way. We have to focus our attention on letting go of the resistance to the pain, and that's part of living with intention.
Yeah. I was really struck by, as I was reading the book, and I just want to tell everybody, I cannot say enough about how this book is really the book. You know, there's so many right now, there's so many messages, but this is really a message for our time. because if we were to do a show like this, and I acknowledge what's going on in the East Coast right now, and floods beyond your imagination, but, you know, this doesn't go without talking about the past 20 months and talking about what's still going on. Pain is an understatement for the way people talk about the loss they've experienced. And what Dr. Greg is bringing forth, and it's said so beautifully in one of the quotes in your book, and I thought, wow, this has got to be the mother of intentions, right? This one here. And it's a quote in your book, and you come right out of the gate with it. And I read it like five times, and I'm like, let me say it again. Happiness is simply to allow everything to be exactly as it is from moment to moment. What? What? Right? Now, there's a reason you put that in the book, that quote from Rupert Spira, right? And there are many other things in here. But if I take that quote and I bring it forward to that thing that I said before the break, that thing that if we do not understand, which you also had to go through, if we do not understand this and cannot implement a way to embrace it and do it, you might as well hold up a giant stop sign for happiness. And let's jump to that. Because if happiness is that quote, then what is forgiveness in the equation, Dr. Greg?
Well, in the book, Dr. Fred Lufkin, who's a friend of mine, was kind enough to co-author that chapter on forgiveness and compassion.
It's amazing.
And I mean, for me, I put forgiveness in the context of pain, again, because perhaps the quickest way to use the GAIN approach to get to forgiveness and compassion is to focus on the end in GAIN, which is non-judgment. And so when I do my GAIN meditation in the morning, when I get to non-judgment, the first thing I see is an image of the earth apparently suspended in space from space. You know, imagine just one of the many thousands of beautiful NASA images we have of the earth from an orbit of the moon or from elsewhere. And the earth is such a beautiful planet. It's just sitting there. And what I think, if I can sort of paraphrase what astronauts have related about the epiphany they experience from space, is that the earth is just beautiful. It is itself neither good nor bad. It just is exactly as it is.
Yeah.
And those little humans running around on the surface aren't going to change it much. Granted, there are ways that we are changing it, but when you look at the Earth from space, when you look at images of that, what strikes me is that the planet itself is neither good nor bad. I can have what Francis Lucille called a benevolent indifference toward it. It's beautiful, but I don't need to judge it. It's not good nor bad. And then we can transition to perhaps what's most difficult, which is to look at ourselves in the same way. If the earth is neither good nor bad, then maybe we ourselves are neither good nor bad. We don't have to label everything as good or bad, or compare everything to something else. That person is smarter than I am. I'm better looking than that person. I wish I were as athletic as he. We don't have to make those comparisons. We don't have to cast judgments. If we see the world and ourselves and others as well without judgment, we see things as they truly are. And so we get to forgiveness and compassion. Forgiveness is simply seeing others for what they are. They are neither good nor bad. If you want to take sort of a causation approach, you can say, well, they got what they got from their parents. You got what they got from their parents. And, you know, so his great-grandfather was an alcoholic. His grandfather was an alcoholic. His father was an alcoholic. And he's an alcoholic. So don't blame him have compassion for him, forgive him, because he didn't start this whole thing. He simply was given those genes and that environment to be an alcoholic. So we don't need to make those judgments. We can simply see that person for who he or she is. And that automatically associates with forgiveness.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, to quote Francis Lucille, that to see the world with benevolent indifference, we can see each other with benevolence. But it's kind of muted by the fact that we're not judging them as good or bad. And I think that's just a beautiful and very, for me, resonant way of looking at the world, and perhaps as importantly then, looking at myself.
Yeah.
And if I can see myself without judgment, then maybe I can begin to forgive myself and have self-compassion, which is probably for most of us the most difficult.
Boy, you said it all right there. I'm really struck by, you know, a couple things which this leads to as well, which is directly related to the power of intention. And, you know, it's really interesting when we're talking about positive emotion, and I think you mentioned PERT in the book, Positive Emotion Refocusing Technique, and certainly there are now tools out there that people like me who have a vision and wake up every day and move forward, I have to tell you, I put on my brain cap and I spend 20, 30 minutes and I pick whatever program in that brain tap out and I'm good to go. Or it doesn't matter what part of the day. Because one of the things you pointed out to is it's not good and it's not bad, and we're moved from that place of judgment, then that level of it's not good or it's not bad will also negate comparison, which means comparison to either me or the possibility, or better yet, the probability of achieving what I want. And I wonder, you know, the impact of that, especially with the power of intention, of literally unclogging the airway, so to speak.
No, I think it's beautiful perspective, Pat.
Yeah. I don't know what comparison gets us in the end game. It's tough in the world we live in today. But the way you describe this, and I love that expression, it's not good or it's not bad. You know, a number of years ago, I interviewed Deb Engel, and I remember interviewing Deb, and I remember Linda bringing her book and putting it on my desk. And I remember looking at the label of the book, and it was The Only Little Prayer You Need. And I thought, okay, like my head went like this, like no, like it went like this. And Linda said, you really should interview them. And I always listen to Linda when it comes to things like that. And I went through the book, and not only did I go through the book, I read the book. And I remember thinking to myself, can forgiveness be this easy? No, seriously, Dr. Hammer. That's what I thought. And then I spoke with her. And during one of the breaks, I can't remember, I said, you know, let me do this. I'm going to practice 70 times a day for 70 days this prayer. And here's the simplicity of it. It was simply thank you, God, or thank you, universe, or it was healed my fear-based thoughts, thank you, God. It was that simple. But I really cut it down. I cut it down to thank you, God, thank you, universe, thank you, whatever it is you believe in. And I did it 70 times a day for 70 days. It is my go-to. I don't even know how many times I rotate that in my mind. It's almost like the kryptonite to fear. And I want to ask you this in the time we have left. The power of intention is so pure in my experience. I wish everyone can learn this, right? But the ideas that you present in your book have to almost be a precursor, right?
I think the elements of game, you know, it's my try to simplify the way
yeah.
one can look at the world and look at themselves. And the acronym just sort of came to me, and I figured, well, you know, I studied Buddhism at university, and I had a hard time remembering the seven abs of this and the 12 ways of that. Four I can kind of wrap my arms around. So, and the four are so interrelated, and it seems like they're also all-encompassing. And I would say that it is elegantly simple to embrace these principles. They are just so naturally the truth. And so when we talk about intention, it's very simple. I think what everyone should know is there's really not much to it. It's already within us. And as an educator, I recognize that we learn in small bites and through repetition. And so I've tried to present something that's bite-sized and something that should be recognized every day. Like you said, you did this thank you God, a thank you universe practice daily for 70 days. You did it, obviously, multiple times a day. And you learned it, and it became embedded in the way you think. And that's, again, back to the power of intention. But it also, and as I said, I think these G-A-I-N elements are just beautifully interwoven and interdependent.
Yep.
That intention is linked to gratitude, the G in game. What you
That's
were
right.
doing was expressing your gratitude. And you were exercising your intention through expression of gratitude. And, you know, again, your intention to be grateful, your intention to be accepting, your intention to be non-judgmental. And through practicing non-judgment, you're exercising that intention. So again, they're so closely interwoven. And, you know, I think this is just such a resonant, almost musical, simple, and beautiful principle. And, you know, I like your thank you universe. You know, you might say thank you consciousness, although...
Everything. It doesn't matter what you call it.
Yeah, it's to represent in a way, I mean, words are limited and they're
totally
to express the truth. Thank you, God, or thank you, consciousness, pretends that there's something separate about God or consciousness, which, of course, there isn't. It's what we're made of.
Yep.
But nevertheless, I think, you know, given the limitations of our language, it's a beautiful intention.
Well, what I didn't say, and this is also, too, I didn't really say what my belief, my spiritual belief is. I don't know if you know this. My nickname is I'm a Street Smart Spiritualist. That's the nickname I was given. Who gave me that? I think one of the rappers that I went to when I did a music shoot, and it stuck, okay? Dr. Street Smart, that's it. But what I didn't share with you is probably the underpinnings of why I'm called Pollyanna Patty. And the underpinnings really are is I believe that whatever that energy life force is, whatever you want to call it, I believe that it resides in every one of us.
Absolutely.
I believe the infinite, unlimited power. You could call it Wonder Woman 84 or Wonder Woman 24. It doesn't matter. You could call it superhero power. You know, Einstein talked about it. I think his professional people just wanted to just kick him out at some point in life. And I said, there are two ways to live. You can live as though, this is in your book, I think, you could live as though nothing is a miracle, or you could live as though everything is a miracle. And see, if we believe we have that innate power, as you so beautifully point out in your book, then anything and everything is possible. And by the way, I know we only have a few minutes left. The story you shared about almost walking in front of that bus in the book and you caught yourself, I had a moment of that in 2001 with a really careless thing I did by leaving a car door open to look at a view on Highway 101 in California with my best friend in the car and not putting the car in park. And you and I can't explain how it didn't happen, but I know this. Every time I think about that and I read that experience, I could feel it. And I could feel how grateful I was as I rushed back to the car as it was getting ready to go over the ledge. And I jumped in the car with my best friend, who's my producer, with the door wide open, and I hit that brake. And to this day, I wonder if that was my gift from the universe to remind me to be grateful. And I think you say that so brilliantly in the book, and I want to thank you for that, Dr. Hammer. I want to thank you for giving us the GAIN formula and for allowing us one more time to be reminded about how powerful we are. Thank you for today. I would love to know your personal message, and again, let folks know how they can get a copy of your book.
They can go to my website, which is greghammernd.com, greghammernd.com. And the book is also on Amazon, GAIN the Podcast.
Yeah. And I want to just say to everybody, there's a lot. The stories in the book are fantastic. You know, you will learn vicariously by really being, you know, at this place, you know, as, you know, Greg takes us on a journey. You know, even talking about tennis and his parents, but the bottom line is this. You will go on a journey. You will get exercises in the book that will help you shift. And you will then be reminded of this. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that. I'm Dr. Pat. Dr. Hammer, thank you so much. Love the book. Love the messages. And I want to say this to all of you out there. There is a power within you. It's in there. I know it. Our job here on the network and my show is to remind you of it and to encourage you to tap into it each and every day of your life, regardless of what your circumstances are. Thank you for joining us today, everybody. Thank you, Benny. Thank you, Jamie. We'll see you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KMUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Thursday to you, Benny Mathers. Here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the town. We're over on Highway 99, northbound, southbound, the First Avenue South Bridge. All the lanes have been recently been closed due to boat traffic, so drivers should anticipate really up to 15 minutes or so. 405 northbound out of those S-curves and Talbot Road South, the exit there, and just past the 167 is still heavy. As you're climbing up through the Kennedale Hill, it will break through the top there just before the construction zone. And Northeast 44th Street, close to the Newcastle area. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. President Biden is keeping a close eye on the massive flooding in parts of the northeastern U.S. thanks to the remnants of Hurricane Ida. Biden praised first responders for their ongoing work to help save lives.
People were trapped in subways, but heroic men and women in the New York Fire Department rescued all of them.
Speaking at the White House, Biden called it devastating and historic flooding. The president said his administration is assessing Ida's impacts on oil and gas production. He noted his team is working with cell phone companies to quickly restore service to affected areas. Governor Phil Murphy is touring storm damage today in New Jersey after remnants of Ida took a tremendous toll yesterday. Liz Warner reports.
New Jersey continues to reel from the devastation of last night's storm. Governor Phil Murphy spoke today in Mullica Hill, where tornadoes destroyed at least 9 homes. Miraculously, all residents have been reported safe.
But it was largely a storm, with tornadoes being the big story in the south. and flooding being the big story in the central and northern part of the state. This is going to take us some time to dig out of. There's no question about it.
Liz Warner, New York. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is blasting the Supreme Court over its decision on the new Texas abortion law. The California Democrat labeled the high court's action cowardly. She said the measure is a flagrantly unconstitutional assault on women's rights and health. The Supreme Court denied a request from Texas abortion providers to stop the law. Pelosi also promised action on the issue when the House comes back from recess. She said a measure officially putting reproductive health care for all women into law will be considered by the chamber. Officials in Connecticut are giving an update on a plane that crashed into a building.
It's unconfirmed at this time how many passengers were on this plane. The investigation is still in the very early stages, so I ask for your patience.
Police in Farmington, just outside of Hartford, said witnesses reported that the plane was experiencing issues after takeoff. The plane hit the ground and then a building, which caused both to catch fire. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Whether it's fly fishing or French pastry, we all have something that makes our tail wag. Involuntary and instinctive, it's sparked by excitement, inspired by purpose, and it speaks to who we are. I'm Stacey Heller of Stacey Connects. I lead clients to the place that makes their tail wag. As a creative director, I bring ideas to life. As a podcast producer, I give ideas a voice. Stacey Connects. It's my superpower. If you want to connect with me, Stacey Heller, go to StaceyConnects.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
I'm live.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, sitting in for Dr. Pat. We have an action-packed show today. We're going to talk to the angels, find out who they are, how they help, what they do, and how they can help you, who your angels are and how they can help you. So we're going to get started with callers. Benny's going to jump right in here with the information.
Yep, I'll go and do that right now. Sue, thanks very much, and welcome back for another fantastic hour with you and all of our listeners. It's, of course, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She is here for Dr. Pat. And the number for you to call in right now is 800-930-2819. Again, 800-930-2819.
And take advantage of this call because you're going to get insight from the angels, insight on what you're here to do in this earth. I mean, why are you here, and why do you have the talents that you have? So we're going to talk about life's purpose. We're going to talk about being successful. We're going to talk about just plain feeling fulfilled, because that's such an important part of your life, being fulfilled and feeling comfortable and feeling happy. And that's our goal. Our goal is to get you to that place where you find peace in your life and excitement about your future. And so I'm going to give you a little information on me. So if you'd like to check it out, theangellady.net is my website, theangellady.net, theangellady.net. And I'll give you my direct phone line later after we take some calls. My email is theangellady@comcast.net. And you can email me to set up a consultation, but we'll talk more about that later. All right. So I had a near-death experience as a child, and from that time on, I've been able to hear, see, feel, and the presence of angels. I can talk to them. I can get answers from them. I can help you with the insight and guidance that they give me for you. And I have the angel names, a glossary of angels, all the angels and what they do. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And Benny, can you give out the number one more time so we can start getting callers for their little mini reading?
Sure, would love to do that. Again, the number is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819.
Perfect. So call in and let me tell you what your angels want you to know about your future or your career, or if you're making a job change, or if you're concerned about something. And then in the meantime, we're going to talk about how do you make your life better. We're going to talk about techniques. I call them angel first aid techniques. The angel first aid books are out on Amazon right now. You can get the Angel First Aid RX for Miracles second edition on Kindle or in paperback. And then the latest is Angel First Aid RX for Excellence. And that's also at Amazon and on Kindle. So you can get both of those books and or one or the other, whichever. And they will really help you. You'll have like a little handbook, a guide, something to keep with you. I mean, some people tell me they have one in the car, one at home, and one at the office. So they're just, if you need help, if you need which angel to call on, if you need the guidance of what do I do next, get a copy of the Angel First Aid. We're going to start with the angels that are most often necessary or called on. These are the angels that follow through and help you out in what you need. So they're going to tell me who to tell you about, and so I will just listen, and then I'll tell you about them. All right, we're going to start with Christopher. Christopher is the angel of opportunity, and he helps with, I'm going to get his actual description here. He helps with finding you the opportunities, the resources for whatever you need, and opens doors and helps you move forward. So that's Christopher. And then the other exciting angel, the one that I call on quite often, and you can do the same, is Jeremiah, who's the angel of financial security. Yes, we're going to go back over that. Jeremiah is the angel of financial security. So I just visualize him standing in front of me, pull on his robes a little bit, get his attention, and then just tell him what you need. And your angels know you. They've been with you. They're around you. They're used to you. You're used to them. And so just giving them a little description of what you want them to help you with is really important. And the other thing is, if you have a request to make of your angels, for instance, you're looking for a new car or you're looking for a new house or even a new soulmate, if you're looking for a soulmate, you make that request before you go to sleep at night, because then they can work on it through the night. They don't sleep like we do. Any callers, Benny, or do I just keep right on going?
We actually do have one standing by, but let me give out the number again, though. You're welcome to join the show. It's the Dr. Pat Show. Of course, Sue Storm is filling in for today for mini angel readings. And the number again is 800-930-2819. And hang on, Sue. My buttons was sticking, so I want to make sure I got your back. Are you there? Okay, you're there. I want to make sure. Sue, can you hear me?
I can hear you,
okay,
yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, I just want to make sure. I had a sticky button on my board here. I want to make sure I didn't
lose you. I thought you were talking to the caller. No,
no.
I'm here.
Okay,
I'm here.
Thanks.
No panic today.
I know. I know. Breathe, Benny. Breathe, breathe.
Yeah,
we'll
okay.
Take, Charlene calling in from Canada. Hi, Charlene.
Hi.
Hi.
It's 11:11.
Oh. Okay. What can we do for you?
I was wondering what the angels have in store for me.
Okay. All right. So I need something. Well, first let me give you your angel names. You haven't ever received your angel names, correct? Or do you know who they are?
I did. I wrote them down. I know that one of them is Gabriel.
Okay.
But I had forgotten the other two.
Do you remember what they did by any chance?
I think it was Raquel.
What, Rachel?
Rachel, and I forgot the other one. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'll give you the ones that are around you. Gabriel, definitely. Gabriel is messages and communication, arts and invention. That's what he does. And then Rachel is the angel of inspiration, and you're truly an inspiration to those who know you. And then your other one is that's around you right now is Sarah, angel of harmony, peace and harmony. I don't think that's one of the ones you got before, but she's definitely very present right now.
Yes, I feel that.
Okay, good. All right. So give me a very specific question that you'd like, because instead of, you know, such a basic question. Give me a very specific question. What would you like to know? And let's see what we can get on that.
On my career.
Okay. I need a little more specific. What are you doing now? What do you want to do?
I'm looking towards retiring, but I'm not exactly sure when.
Well, I'll tell you what I've heard already. Not this year. No, I have to. It's too soon. when were you thinking?
Probably never, actually, because
so,
I think that
I'll interrupt,
a work of art, like we're always a work in progress, so I don't, like, even if I wasn't in service for being paid for something, I would still be in service to humanity in some way, shape, or form.
And that's exactly what I heard. We were both on the same page. What I heard was you could retire from what you're doing now, but you'll never retire because you need to be active, you need to be helping, you need to, your life's purpose is to help others, to insight their wisdom, their good health. And so it'll never stop. It'll just change. And that's what I was hearing. Does that help?
Thank you.
Oh, good. Good to talk to you. All right.
Thanks to you, Sue.
Okay, take care. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks, Charlene, for joining us in on the show. That leaves a line open for Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, who's performing mini angel readings on the Dr. Pat Show, being brought to you by the Transformation Talk Radio Network. The number, 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. And we're right there at our first break of the show, and we'll pick it right back up with Sue after the break. We'll be right back.
Get enough of Eyes Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eyes Soul, Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Angel of mine, I looked at you, looking at me. Now
welcome back, everyone. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, sitting in for Dr. Pat. And we are having an action-packed show. We're learning how to find our life's purpose, to move forward, to be successful, to be peaceful. All those good things that seem to elude us once in a while, and to be healthy and strong. And so, Benny, do we have someone to talk to, or are we going to go right into my remedies?
Well, let's hold off on the remedies. Yes, we have a caller standing by, and let me just give out the number. Once again, 800-930-2819. If you'd like to join us on the show with Dr. Pat. She's not here today, but Sue Storm is filling in. She's the Angel Lady. Again, 800-930-2819, and our caller is Deborah Gregory calling in from, oh, where was it again? Oh, remind me again. Where, Deborah Gregory, where were you again?
Smoky Point.
That's right. Thank you, darling. So sorry about that. Smoky Point, which is actually north of Seattle. So hi.
Hi. I want to make sure I can hear her.
Yep.
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Good to hear you on the radio again.
Yeah, yeah. The angels are jumping up and down. They're on their little tippy toes. Goodness. They're excited to connect with you. So here we go.
I'm excited.
Why don't you, do you have your angel names, or would you like them?
I do have them, yeah. Thank you.
Okay. So what can I help you with? What would you like to know?
Well, now that I'm older, I'd like to know what's my purpose at this point in my life?
Okay, I need more information, like what are you doing? That's the one thing that I can't just snap out an answer. I need some information, like what are you doing now? What is your talent? What do you want to do? Give me a little information, and then I'll be able to clue in on it.
Okay.
Right here.
Well, I'm retired.
I'm going to stop you for a minute. They just said your purpose is to be more peaceful.
My gosh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I can do that. Oh, that's awesome. And that makes sense because I'm, you know, full of so many questions. So.
Yeah. You know, have you ever done a session with me, taken advantage of the Dr. Pat special?
I have not.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you could call me. I'll give you my direct line. It's 800-323-1790.
Okay.
323-1790. That's
okay. 800-323-1790. 1790.
Then you get directly to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good. I will give you a call.
Sounds good.
Do you have any other messages?
Very excited. All right.
She asked if she had any other messages for.
And another message?
Any other messages there, Sue?
Sure. You know, they're saying be strong. There are people who are telling you how to do this and how to do that. Stick to what you know. You have good insight. Does that help?
Perfect. Yes, it does.
All right. There you go.
Thank you so much.
Okay. You're so welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Deborah Gregory, for calling in from Smoky Point area. Leaves the line open, 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. And now we can actually catch back up with the remedies we were discussing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to talk about the most popular remedies. If you want to create more money for yourself, and we've talked about this before, but you put your index finger out in front of you and extend your arm with your index finger out like you're pointing at something, and you just start drawing dollar signs. You draw the S and then the two lines, and you do the large ones, and you do the smaller ones, and you just keep drawing dollar signs. Another thing you can do is, of course, call on Jeremiah, the angel of financial security, or you can call on Timothy, the angel of good fortune, which helps with abundance and good fortune. And then you can use the affirmation, I am a mighty money magnet. I am a mighty money magnet. And feel like you're a mighty money magnet. Feel like you are pouring in $100 bills, $50 bills, and let them attach to you. Let them kind of stick to you because you don't want them dropping in front of you. You want them attached to you. You want them sticking to you. You need to have that visualization of that cash. And that will start the motions going to get you moving forward. And one of the reasons that I like to do the consultations, and we have the Dr. Pat special, which is you pay for 1 half hour and you get the second one at no charge or free, whichever way you want to put it, is because if there's blocks to your prosperity, then no matter what you do, what you say, what affirmation you use, it's just not going to come through. If in your mind or in your body you're blocking your prosperity, it slows it down. You may get some, but it will slow it down. And it's kind of like big rocks in a river, and the river has to go around the rocks. So I'm going to tell you something very interesting. The energy of money or income is an energy that starts at the top of your head, down through your chest, comes out through your solar plexus below your rib cage, and as it comes out, it grabs more money energy, and then you have more, and then it goes in over to the top of your head, down through your body, you probably never heard this before, out through your solar plexus and grabs more. And I actually take my hand and like I'm grabbing more. I move it from my solar plexus out and I grab more, and then it goes up, and that is the circle. So if you are holding on to negativity, if you're holding on to anger, revenge, guilt, where do you hold it? You hold it in your chest. You hold it around your heart. You hold it in your solar plexus. And those are the rocks that make the energy of that money flow down. So what I do on my consultations is I help you remove the blocks, break them up, identify them, so that you know what they are, reverse them, remove them, and then watch that flow. And there's two ways to live your life. There's push, where you push things and make them happen, try real hard, push, or there's flow. Being in the flow, and when you're in the flow, it just happens. That Christopher of opportunity opens up doors, and things just happen. Miracles just happen. So we need to get you in the flow. Okay, Benny, any callers? How are we doing there?
We're doing pretty good, not at the moment, but let's give out the number again, 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819 for readings with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She's here to help neutralize the self-talk. Maybe it's on your, I mean, there's a lot going on right now. We're always kind of talking ourselves in and out of things, and Sue's here to help you with that, 800-930-2819.
Yes, and we deal with self-talk, critical self-talk, mm-hmm. in the books as well, and in our sessions as well. Call that the judge. I feel that everyone has this critical voice in their head. It starts between the ages of 7 and 13, and all it does is judge you. It's non-hearing, non-seeing, non-feeling. It just judges you. And you're probably dealing with other people who have a judge, and they're giving you a hard time. So anybody's giving you a hard time, you know you're dealing with their judge. And I just teach you how to work with all of that. You know, I think if you can handle your judge, understand it, work with other people's judges in relationships, you're just a happier, healthier soul. And things move gently and quickly. The other thing I want to say, too, is that the angels, and I think we're coming up to a break right now, right? Is that true?
We have a couple of minutes, but continue. Go ahead.
Okay. So the angels say that life is easy. We just don't know how to live it. And part of living life easy is being in the flow. Is cracking up those rocks and getting them out of the way, is identifying the wonderful person you are. Most of our life is trying to get somewhere, achieve something, but you know what? We were born wonderful, and we were born with unusual and special and unique techniques that we know that others don't know, that make us who we are, the words that make us kind and gentle, as opposed to the words that we might say to ourselves when we feel that we have failed or things didn't work out and it was our fault. And learning how to deal with all of that, and I don't mean deal with it in a negative way, I mean fix it. I mean make it better. I mean make your life better. Easier, more fulfilling, and better. Okay, now I'm ready to go to break.
Perfect. Well, if you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Transformation Talk Radio Network, the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Today's guest fill-in show host is actually Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, and she's here to take your calls and hand out some mini angel readings. 800-930-2819. Again, 800-930-2819, and we'll be right back with more from Sue Storm.
Did you know that each Enneagram type has a different worldview, different patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving? They also have essential qualities that are unique to their type. Understanding this helps us develop more tolerance, respect, and appreciation for ourselves and others. Renee Siegel works with individuals, couples, families, and groups using the Enneagram to build better relationships as a tool in addiction recovery. Visit urpurepotential.com for more info.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Can't get enough of I Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. I of Soul, Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dreams that set your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes. So live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat. And we're having an action-packed show. We are taking your calls and doing little mini readings and giving you the names of your angels, if you'd like, the ones that are with you. And we are doing techniques and remedies and how to make your life better and how to make your life easier. So we're having a fun show on just making things better, more peaceful. It's such a time for people to have worries and concerns and this and that but how do you become peaceful? And when you're peaceful inside, better things happen. You cannot manifest through a tense body, so we need to calm you down and get you even keel and work on your stability, and that's what seems to work and makes you more prosperous, happier, healthier. And Benny's going to give you the number now to call in and get your little mini reading. Go ahead, Benny.
Yeah, we'd love to have you on the show. 800-930-2819. It's the number, 800-930-2819, for some free mini angel reading from Sue Storm.
And I was just talking a little bit about my talents, I can hear, see, feel the presence of angels. And so I asked them in the break, what should I talk about? And they just tell me, and it's a wonderful way to live. And you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking each one of you has had a connection with your angels. The guys call it a gut reaction or a hunch. When something just happens and you just hear it, or it just comes out of nowhere, and the and ladies sometimes think it's their intuition, and it might be at some point, but it's also your angels. And one of the ways to feel or know that it's your angels is you feel a good feeling. It comes with a warm feeling or a knowing or a good feeling. It comes with a peaceful feeling. And usually, even though you think it's in your head, it comes from outside. It just seems to flow in. Or it's on a subject that you haven't thought about and you're not working on or worrying about at the moment or contemplating. It just, boom, an answer just comes to you. Mine always comes from the right on an angle. And sometimes, and if you do take me up on the Dr. Pat special and do some readings with me, I can teach you how to connect with your angels, too, how to hear them. We practice. We put a message out to the angels or ask them a question, and then it's like playing the piano. You play chopsticks first, and then you start actually playing a song. So we practice getting messages from our angels, and it's fun. An angel session is fun and enlightening, and you definitely will feel more energized and more peaceful after the first half hour. It just works that way. So, okay. If we don't have a caller, I'm going to go right into the next thing the angels want me to talk about.
Hold off on that. Pause it right there. We do actually have one.
Good.
So let me give out the number two. If you're just tuning in, 800-930-2819 for Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, and Mini Angel Readings. And we have now Barbara joining us from the Seattle area. Hi, Barbara.
Hello, Barbara.
Whoop. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Hi.
Okay. Have you gotten your angel names before? Or would you like to hear who they are?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, here we go. All right. So now these are the angels that are chosen from you at birth for your life's purpose. They're there to give you a hint of what your life's purpose is about and help you, guide you towards accomplishing it. So your archangel is Michael, guidance and protection, but he's also the angel that inspires divine justice. And it feels to me like things aren't just if they're not peaceful, if they're not harmonious, you feel it. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's Archangel Michael guiding you there. And then you also have, this is an interesting one, you have Lucian, L-U-C-I-A-N, who's the angel of resources. He doesn't come up very often, but he creates opportunities for prosperity, wealth, and joy. So there's your money angel. Lucian. Is your money angel. And then, oh, my goodness, you have two money angels. You also have, we're going to have to come to you for a loan one of these days. You're going to be doing so well here. Okay. And you also have Evelyn, the angel of manifesting. She attracts wealth, prosperity, and personal growth. Well, look at that.
Nice.
That was worth the phone call just to find out who your angels are. Yeah, powerful angels. And, of course, Michael's the top archangel, and then you have two money angels, so you're in good shape. What can I help you with? Do you have a question?
Well, you know, I actually live in California, and my daughter lives up here, but I've been looking for a house for almost 4 years to buy, and it's been pretty difficult.
And you're looking for a house in California, or?
I think in the Seattle area.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
No,
the Seattle area.
In California.
Oh, in California. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You are. Okay. And what is the difficulty? Is it the price? Is it the availability? What's your difficulty?
Well, I know what I want, and I'm just not finding it. And people tell me, you know, you're being too picky and this and that, and I question myself.
Okay. All right. So here's what I'm hearing from above. First of all, Calvin, C-A-L-V-I-N, is the angel of real estate who helps you find real estate. And Darian, D-A-R-I-A-N, is the angel that helps you find comfortable housing. So you're kind of looking for both.
Oh, yeah. That's part of the problem. I want to feel good, you know?
Right. And what I do hear is that I do hear you'll find it. And so, yeah. It's not hopeless. okay, yes. So, again, if you wanted to do one of the sessions with me, we can get more specific on details and things when we talk to the angels. But it feels like it's out there. And I asked if you were looking in the right place, and they said yes. It hasn't come on the market yet. That's
okay,
why I haven't found it. Right. So let's. Okay. Now here we go. We're going to learn a new remedy. This is to speed up the molecules. Things happen faster. So you say, angels, speed up the molecules to help me find the home that is going to bring me happiness, bring me love. What is your home going to do? All of the above?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Comfort, a good place to have friends, you know, stuff like that.
So basically you just want to say, angels, make the molecules move faster to, and then you add what you want the molecules to move faster to. And that's the way you make miracles happen, by the way. It looks like
right. You
finding the right place is a miracle, and we'll help. We'll help from here. And tell
okay,
me.
Well,
angel,
I'd love to make an appointment sometime, so.
Benny, can you help me with what
she wants? She would love to make an appointment sometime, so you're welcome
sure,
to give
absolutely.
Out your number.
Okay,
sure.
Let me give you my direct line. It's 800. Are you driving? Will you be able to?
That's right, yeah. So.
Yeah, okay. All right. Benny could give you my number, or just go to my website, theangellady.net, theangellady.net. My email and everything is on there. Okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks for joining the show. 800-930-2819 is the number for Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, and she's giving out some mini angel readings on the air with us, and we're at our last break of the show. Let's go ahead and take that now since we're kind of wrapping things up for this last segment. We'll be right back with more from Sue.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology in the Volara Company. I've been using the Volara Company equipment, the air machine, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can go to MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Hi, I'm Carrie Nail from Nailed It Radio. Understanding our personality preferences can be huge in conquering miscommunication with others. For example, the Myers-Briggs judging type prefers structure, organization, planning ahead, and making decisions quickly and moving on. However, perceiving types prefer to be boundaryless, spontaneous, and wait until the last minute. A great strategy for those who prefer judging is to give perceiving types options, time to make a decision, and be open to other options they may come up with.
Also asking for information ahead of your own deadline creates less stress for both types. Receiving types can create a system to keep track of scheduled plans so they can be on time, and they can avoid sharing too many open-ended options by focusing on what is most important. I specialize in helping people understand these differences so you can take them into every aspect of your life to thrive. For more information, you can visit my website, KerriNail.com. It's KerriNail.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, sitting in for Dr. Pat. And we have an action-packed show for you today. We're talking about energy and peacefulness and money and how to live life in an easy, productive manner, and what we can do to make your life more pleasant and more fruitful. That's what the angels are all about. Their purpose is to help you with your life's purpose and to make your life simple, easy, and fruitful and productive. So we have to give them that chance and welcome them into your life and give them that chance. All right, Benny says we have a caller.
We do, and let's give out that number again. We have time for maybe one. We can maybe sneak in two more before the end of the show, 800-930-2819. We'll take Heather, who's calling in from Seattle. Hi, Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Hi there. Oh, hi. I don't have a specific question, but I just wanted to find out the names of my angel guides.
Okay, good. And then also, they've got a message for you, because as soon as Benny said your name, the angels all smiled. So they're happy to talk to you. So we will give you a message as well. All right. Your first, and I can see why, your first angel is Eileen, the angel of happiness. Mm-hmm. And that's spelled E-I-L-E-E-N. And she gathers sources of joy and contentment. And they tell me you are a joy for them to work with. That's why they're so they're smiling and so happy. And your archangel is Raphael. He's the angel of healing, compassion, and brotherhood. And, you know, you have that warm, healing heart, they're telling me. And then you also have Nancy, angel of productivity, getting things done. Are you good at getting things done?
I am. I'm a big list maker, and I like to check things off the list. So, yes.
Okay. All right. So she helps you with that. Nancy helps you with that. But you know what I see is missing is the money angel. Okay. I'm waiting to see who raises their hand. Timothy, the angel of good fortune, and he bestows blessings of abundance and prosperity. So you have Timothy as well. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're so welcome. Let me give you another message, though, because they had something they wanted to tell you. Just a minute. I have to go ask them.
Okay.
Oh, they're just saying the word love. More love is coming to you, more love in your life, more love in your heart, and how much they love you. Oh, what a beautiful message. So,
oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Glad you called. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks, Heather, for joining us. And she's calling in from the Seattle area, 800-930-2819. If you'd like to join us, we only have about 10 minutes left in the show.
Okay. So we will go back to remedies.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So this is what the angel said they wanted to talk about now. They want to talk about time. When you don't feel like you have enough time, I mean, everybody's rushed. We've got so much on our schedule. So we have Maureen, M-A-U-R-E-E-N, who's the angel that helps with time. And in the angel first aid books, we have a remedy called time prosperity. So if you're involved in a project, even if it's a home project or taking care of the kids or a work project that you're working on at the office or, I guess, home office these days, what you do is you extend your chest in your mind. You visualize extending your chest about 6 inches out on either side. And then you think about more time, the energy of time, the vibration of time in your chest to give yourself more time. And then go ahead and do the project. And you'd be surprised how things go efficiently, how they work, how things, how the kids calm down is what I'm hearing. Yeah, it's called time prosperity. And then when the project is over, you just think of those 6 inches on either side moving in, and you put your chest in, visualize your chest being back to the size that it was, and you have more, that you have more time. The other thing you can do is just in general, think of more time in your chest, Think of more time, the vibration of time. Just take some deep breaths and give yourself more time. And then the other thing is to add space. So you want to add more space. You want to add more space to your chest and give yourself more time and space. In fact, you do that. Just think of time and think of space and think of more of it. Because we're usually cramped in, we're usually time constricted, so limited is probably a better word. Don't limit yourself. I guess that's the message the angels want to say. Don't limit yourself. Don't limit yourself financially. Don't limit yourself emotionally. Just let yourself be at peace. And that's what our goal is. Do we have another caller, or should we do another remedy?
Let's go on with remedies.
Go on with remedies. Okay. All right. So we'll ask the angels which ones they want to talk about. Oh, they want to talk about efficiency. There we go. Okay. So Marianne is the angel of efficiency. And you spell her name a little bit different. M-A-R-I-A-N-N. There's no E on it. She's the angel of efficiency. I'm looking here for her actual description. But being efficient is also being successful. If you want to be successful, you need to be efficient, and the two are interchangeable. So the angels for productivity we talked about was Nancy. The angels for sales, if you're in a sales career, is Marcus, M-A-R-C-U-S, to help you generate the sales. We've already talked about Christopher, the angel of opportunity, and Jeremiah, the angel of financial security. So, oh, one more that's, again, raising their hand. I see these angels. Corey is the angel of career development. So if you're working on your career, and one more is Terina, T-E-R-I-N-A, T as in Tom, E-R-I-N-A, who's the angel of romance and the angel that helps you find your soulmate. She's the angel of attraction. And if you go to my website, theangellady.net, and you fill out the form, there's a little heading that says Ask Sue. And you fill out the Ask Sue form, then you can write in there a question to me, but you can also write in there angel glossary. And I'll send you my angel success techniques, and I'll send you a glossary. No charge, just a little extra gift from me so that you can work with your angels. And that should make you happier and make your life more pleasant working with your angels. The important thing is to know you have a support team. You know, the message Archangel Michael gave me is you're never alone and there's always hope. And so knowing that you have a support team, a team for guidance, that you're never alone, and especially if you have the Angel First Aid books, then you can just find what you need look in the index. It tells you if you're having some anxiety, what remedy to go to, what page to go to, if you need more money, if you're feeling stressed, you want to overcome the stress. It just really is a way to actually honestly give you angel first aid. If you need something, you can't get it, you can't get your hands on it, you have no one around at the moment, let your angels be there and let them give you the first aid that you need so that you have more peace and happiness in your life. And we're going to talk about how to reach me. You can do a consultation with me, a session with me. It's two sessions of 2.5 hours. It's you pay for the one session, and then the other one is at no charge. That's my Dr. Pat special. And also, my website is theangellady.net, and it's new and refreshed. We just did it last month, so it's a new website. If you've seen it before, come look at the new one, angellady.net. And that's a theangellady.net. My email is theangellady@comcast.net. My personal 800 number to reach me directly is 800-323-1790. 800-323-1790. And Amazon has the books. You can read about them on my website. I'm just letting Amazon take care of that for me. So it's Angel First Aid RX Prescription for Excellence is the last one. And Angel First Aid RX Prescription for Miracles Second Edition is the one before that. Both of them are large size. They're like workbooks. They're helpful. I mean, I just can't tell you how just being around the book is going to help you. So I've enjoyed talking to you. I've enjoyed helping you. And let's get in touch. Yeah. All right, Benny.
Yeah. And Sue, thanks very much for coming on the air with us today. I know you filled in for Dr. Pat, and you continue to do so very nicely. And, again, you are listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, was filling in. And we'll see everyone next time. Take care.